afternoon, everybody. I'm your host, Mike Brookson, and you're listening to Teen Rambling, the podcast where I talk about everything that really comes to my mind. Hello everyone. First of all, as always, I want to thank you all for listening to me. It means a lot. It means that someone gives appreciation to what I'm doing, even though this is a... I didn't thought it would be what it turned out to be doing this podcast. I'm even thinking of only releasing an episode a month, so I can make better content and have more time for myself, because I'm really a lazy person and doing a podcast every week is kind of hard, but I will try to do it as long as I can. But continuing, this week I didn't have an excuse for not doing or releasing this podcast, because I am in a school break. I think that you could call it a school break, and it's like a carnival break. It's only for 3 days, but it's still a good thing. We have time to do what we most love. And before starting to talk about the theme of this podcast, I want to talk about the things that I have been doing in this vacation. And so the things the thing I most do always and most certainly have been doing in this vacation is playing the guitar, the piano, and singing, because those are the three things I most love to do in my whole life. Those are the main three things that I most appreciate. When I'm playing music, that's when I really can... I'm no longer... This will sound kind of cheesy and like a Facebook quote, but when I'm playing music, it's almost like I'm not in this world anymore. It's something, but it's true, it's something really unique to me. And the other thing that I like to do and that I've been doing is watching movies, lots of movies. This is kind of a guilty pleasure to me, but I love movies like Project X, American Pie, Breakfast Club, 10 Things I Hate About You. I think that's all those kinds of movies. I love them. Don't know why, but I love them. And I feel so bad for liking them. It's really my guilty pleasure. I have almost saw all the movies about teenagers. So you can see my addiction, and it's bad because I'm always looking for new movies, and I reach the conclusion that the only movies that I have to see are the ones who aren't that good. So that's a bad thing. But I also love watching movies about the Vietnam War. The movies about the Vietnam War, I think I've watched them all. The oddest movie about the Vietnam War that I watched, it's very long, it's Apocalypse Now. It was really odd because it was like 2 a.m. when I started seeing the movie, and I fell asleep in the last 40 minutes of it. So it was really bad. And since then, I haven't tried to see it, to watch it, since the point that I have fallen asleep. But those things that don't matter, because I'm not releasing this episode in Saturday as I usually do. I'm releasing it in Sunday because, first of all, I was really tired, and then I had to give a lot of thought about this theme of today, which is the Ukraine and what I think that could potentially be the World War III. So first of all, I have got to say that last year I told my mom that I thought that in the space of 10 years, or better saying, from 2013 to 2023, I think that it will happen, a third world war. I don't want to explain because that would be an entire... I will explain. In fact, yeah, this is kind of the theme of the podcast. I will explain why do I think that this will happen. Every one of you who have... before starting to talk about Ukraine, all of you that know some history know that... no, I will say this after talking about Ukraine. Yeah, it will be way better. So, Ukraine. What has been happening in Ukraine is the people of the country have been rebelling against the government. Some time ago, I did not really watch the news. These are things that I have been picking, and there's not really much news about it. But what I picked up is that some time ago, the president, Viktor sorry, I have to concentrate to understand what I have written here. Yanukovych, I can't. Yeah, I think it's Yanukovych, something like that. Has been as I don't have the word for this, but he's no longer the president of Ukraine. And what happened after that is that Russians supposedly started invading an autonomous republic called Crimea. I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, but doesn't matter. And so what basically happened with the people who were rebelling against the government was the government wanted to have to follow the model of the Russians, better saying the communism, but the people of Ukraine, once upon a time, not really a long time ago, were part of the Soviet Union, better saying Russia. And so they know what that was, and they don't want to come back. So what happened is the people wanted to be part of the European Union, and the government wanted to follow Russia's model. I think because the president, it's like the communism that is... practice in Russia isn't really the communism idealized by Marx and I can't remember the name of the other guy. It's not that communism that was idealized by those two people. The communism that we see nowadays in Russia is there are regular people who supposedly are all equal, and there are the people who are in the government, who have the power, who are really, 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 really rich. They have lots of money, and they didn't did anything to deserve it. It only has to do with their friendships and their relation with the government, and that's really unfair. And so the Ukrainian citizens didn't want that to happen again to Ukraine, so they rebelled against the government, and the president now Victor, I don't know his, how to pronounce his last name. I will not even try again. Is no longer in power. He's no longer the president of Ukraine. But what happened is that the Russians didn't like that, and so they invaded a place near Ukraine. I don't even know. Yeah, it's an autonomous republic near Ukraine. I'm sorry for this sounds. I have to silence my iPad. Sorry for that. I have lost my thought. Yeah, it's Autonomous Republic of Crimea, and they invaded it, supposedly. And this makes me think that a World War III is really coming, because, as we all know, in the Cold War, the United States and Russia the pressure in both sides, it was really in diplomatics, it was a really bad period of time after the Second World War, and in my opinion, until nowadays, they are really tense. We can feel the tension between the two countries. And what I think could happen is that the capitalist countries, better saying, all the countries belonging to the European Union, the United States, all those countries, mainly Western countries, could potentially get in a war with all the communist countries, North Korea, China, Russia, and that would be, it wouldn't be, in my mind, it wouldn't be like any other world war. It would be much, much quicker. I doubt it would last even a year, because with the warfare that we have nowadays, we could literally end the United States or Russia, but I really think that the communists would win this Third World War, because, as we all know, the army of Russia or China alone is bigger than the US and EU army together. So you can see that it is going. If something like that happens, I'm really sorry. I don't like the communism as it is today, and I think that the communists would win. But what I continuing is, the thing is, if we look to World War One, how did World War One started? So in the 28th of July of 1914, yes, the World War One started with the assassination of the Emperor of the, I have to translate all these names that I have in my mind from the Portuguese to the English. The Emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, I don't even know if that's a thing in English, but was assassinated in Bosnia and Herzegovina in the 28th of, no, it was before. Yeah, I think it was before. Way before. But this was the what started World War One. I'm not really good at history. These are things that I still remember from my 9th grade. The emperor was assassinated, and the Germans said that they would protect the Austro-Hungarian Empire. And all the other European countries, including Russia, said that they would protect Bosnia and Herzegovina. And so the Third World War started. And why did it start? It doesn't make sense. Only one person was assassinated. The truth is that at that time, we could feel the pressure. I remember my history teacher comparing the situation in Europe at that time with how do you call it in English? We can say a TNT barrel, ready, a dynamite barrel ready to explode, and it only needed a small spark to ignite and explode. And that was what happened. This small thing started World War One. Then in the... I have to see in Wikipedia. In the 11th of November of 1918, the World War ended with the intervention of the US. But the truth is that in this World War, the US weren't really attacked. The war didn't happen in North America. It happened only in Europe. In Second World War, the things, as we know, were different. It started in the 1st of September of 1939, with the invasion of Poland by the Germans, Hitler, the Nazis, that's how it started. And the US weren't part of the World War II until Japan attacked Pearl Harbor. That's when the US started participating in the war. I hate talking about history, sorry. And so they entered the war, they nuked Hiroshima and Nagasaki, killing thousands of people. One more thing, committing an horrible, it's unforgivable what they have done. It's a war crime, and they aren't judged as the as Germany was judged in World War One after the war. That's a really bad thing, and we could say that the law isn't really equal to everyone. But they nuked Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Japan said that they were no longer involved in the war. Then Hitler committed suicide, and the World War ended. But, as always, there is still a tension. And with that tension, what's I think will happen is the World War III, because you can feel it. North Korea, a communist country, it's really a place where their main concern is their army, and they, I don't know why, they only want war. They're such a small country with such a big army. It doesn't make sense. I really feel bad for the people who live there. But Russia, who was, I think, the biggest number of tanks, the biggest tank army in the world, I think it is. You have China. Maybe, no, I don't know if China's tank army is bigger, but it's a really huge army. And if only those three countries and the European Union and the United States started in a war, I can tell you that the world as we know it today will certainly end. And that's why I think it's really a bad thing, and it really gets into my nerves, this tension that is always there. It really makes me fear the tomorrow and think that maybe we can be sorry, this is really, I don't really like to say this, but we can really be approaching a third world war. And even if this thing that is happening in Ukraine isn't what ignites it, I think that something in the near future will, because there is this tension between the capitalist countries and the communist countries. So, and I was going to say that I was going to end the episode there, but then I remembered something. The thing is that the United States weren't ever really affected by a war. And the truth is that if a war starts today, think with me, what are the countries that surround the United States which are communists and have relations with Russia? We have Cuba, Venezuela, I can't remember anymore, that's so bad, but you imagine only those two countries, and you have Russia, which is really near Alaska, at least, near the United States. So the United States are like ambushed between all these countries. If a war started, Russia could bring atomic bombs to Cuba, and from Cuba, those atomic bombs would be launched to the United States, and the capitalists will lose the war if that happens, because the situation of nowadays is way worse than the situation in the World War II. I'm talking about the strategic situation of the countries who support and the countries who are against the United States, because the United States are surrounded by the enemy, and that's a really bad thing. And believe me, I don't really want this to happen. I'm against all kinds of war. I'm against the... I was against the Iraq... I really wasn't, but because I was too young to think about it. But nowadays, I think that it was a mistake. The Iraq war, the Afghanistan war is a mistake to... The truth is that the United States only do that due to the oil. I don't have nothing against the United States citizens. I love the culture, but I really don't like the motives that influence the government of the United States. That's what I have to say. I love the people from the United States. I don't like the government, especially NSA. And all those kinds of agencies who spy on me, even though that I'm not an American citizen. They think, I don't know why, that they have the liberty to spy on my things. Maybe they are spying my mail, seeing my Gmail accounts, every email that I send, every email that I receive. Maybe they are... Because I use lots of Google services, and as we know, Google isn't trustworthy. They give away our information, and now that I'm thinking, I should take off everything that I have in Google Drive. No, I am too lazy for that. I don't have nothing to hide really there. But, so, that's how I am going to end this podcast today, at least the theme. I want to thank you all for listening to this. I really would appreciate if you could give me some feedback regarding this episode or regarding whatever you want. If you want to say that I should never record an episode again, I would love to hear that, because I like other people's opinion. If you think that what I'm doing is really worth it and that you appreciate listening to it every week, everything that you want to say, you can contact me at... You can send me an email at mikebrookson@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at capital M, capital B, and then Uxson. Like M, B, capital, and then Brookson. Do you understand? All these things will be posted in the description. And if you want, you can even go to my Podomatic page. The link is mikebrookson.podomatic.com. If you want to, you can go there. All these links will be in the description. Hope you enjoyed this episode and have a great week.